Today on 5-Minute Mondays, we'll dive into a relatively untapped marketing strategy that could pay big dividends for your podcast. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, I am always on the hunt for new marketing strategies, little tactics, things that you can do to help grow your audience, expose your podcast, your show to new listeners that are on the hunt for exactly what you have to offer. Because as wonderful as it would be for the old adage, if you build it, they will come, to be true in the world of podcasting, it simply isn't. Just because you have an amazing podcast does not mean that people will necessarily find it. So that's why marketing is such an important piece of building a podcast. And so today we're going to talk about how to execute a podcast episode swap. And we're just going to do a very high level overview of this concept, but I will link an article in the show notes for this episode that does a really good deep dive on how to exactly execute a great podcast episode swap. But you might be asking yourself, what is a podcast episode swap? Well, simply that is where you and another podcast swap episodes. So if you have a business podcast and you find another business podcast where you feel like, okay, our audiences kind of overlap, then you can publish one of your podcast episodes in their feed, and then they would publish one of their podcast episodes in your feed. And what that allows you to do is to get really great exposure to a similar audience, to similar listeners that will probably be interested in your podcast as well. Now, there are certainly some best practices for how to pull this off effectively, because you certainly don't want to turn people off or do a bait and switch where they show up to listen to your new episode and it turns out it's not you. So how do you actually execute this podcast episode swap? What are the best practices? Well, number one, you want to make sure that the podcast that you choose to swap with is a good fit. And that means that there is overlap in the interests of your audience and in your subject matter. So if you have a podcast about Star Wars, for instance, you don't want to do an episode swap with a Harry Potter podcast. Even though they're like both about pop culture things, the fandom of each of those don't necessarily overlap in the way that it would if you found another Star Wars podcast that you could swap with. So you want to make sure that whoever you're swapping with, that a good portion of their audience will be interested in your episode. You also want to make sure that it's a podcast that you would recommend. So the best way to execute this is when you bring that episode into your feed, you spend 1 to 2 minutes talking about why it's a good podcast, why your listeners should consider subscribing to the other person's podcast and what they're going to get out of it, and then why you chose the episode that you did to put into your podcast feed. So you want to go through and find the episode that you think best embodies not only what the other person's podcast is about, but what you think will really resonate with your audience. And you want them to do the same for you. The other thing you want to make sure you do is to not publish the other person's podcast episode on a day that you would normally publish one of your episodes. So let's say, for instance, that every Tuesday you put out a new podcast. Well, you wouldn't want to put the podcast episode swap on a Tuesday. You'd want to do it on a Friday when your listeners aren't necessarily expecting to hear from you. And it's just like a little bonus episode that they get to tune into. Because again, you don't want them to feel that bait and switch of, I was showing up to hear you and now you're just substituting one of your episodes for somebody else. You don't want to do that. And then how do you make sure it's fair, especially if each of your podcasts are in different places? So maybe you're getting 500 downloads per episode, the other person's getting 2,000 downloads per episode. How do you make sure that both of you benefit from this equally? Well, one thing you can do is do a download cap. And so each of you would agree that, you know, you would put that guest episode in your feed until you hit a certain download threshold. So for that example, maybe each of you keep it in your feed until it hits 500 downloads. So you each get equal exposure to each other's audiences. And that way, even if you have different sized audiences, it could still be a really great thing for both of you. Try this out. Try it with one other podcaster. See if it works. If it does, consider implementing it as part of your marketing strategy. Well, that's it for today. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something that you want me to talk about on a future episode, you can click the link in the show notes to submit your question. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.